Well, as we grow up in technology, so we can be more freely civilized. But remember that it's freely civilized. We can be free only because we know what we're doing. There are many, many cautions which we do not employ today, which we employed in yesterday. For instance, I set up as a test one day to break all points of earlier auditors' codes. And I just broke them this way and that on some preclears, one after the other, just to find out the amount of consequence resulting from it and whether or not I could patch it back up again. Now, this was fairly serious. There's somebody who is sitting in this room right now that doesn't realize that he was subjected to part of this series of tests. I told him while he was exteriorized to simply make a sound. He couldn't do it, and I dropped it. Waited for him to spin in or do something horrible. Simply because I had told him something. This is not part of the auditor's code. This is technique. I told him to do something and gave him a tremendous failure. I could do that because his case was in pretty good shape. Well, actually, it didn't stall him. It sort of hung his case up for a little while, but it didn't kill him. That was what was important. Well, this is how well off cases had gotten, and this is very true with you. Do you realize that yesterday you could have practically spun a psychotic or a borderline case with a couple of auditor code breaks to a point where the case would not have been redeemable? You would not immediately have been right in there pitching. Let's go into this more technically. What are the differences? Why today can we be more overt in auditing than before? Let's just take that up as a single subject, and we discover that we are auditing people in present time. Do you remember Dianetic Reverie? We were auditing people who were in a light fog, and when they were pushed down into an engram, they were in a heavy fog, and anything which you said to them registered with a great deal of force and effect. So therefore, you had to be very careful. There isn't a single thing you are doing today except producing communication lags. Just isolate that one out over here. There isn't a single thing except that you're doing today that does anything but bring the person more into present time. In other words, here we had all the way through book one come up to present time and kept telling you to tell the preclear. Finish the session in present time is what I used to talk about. All right, if present time is this important, here today, 4 years after the publication of the first book, we find processes are as good as they put the preclear in present time. There's a constancy for you. But the preclear is being put into present time today on the basis of having a rocket tied to his coat collar. And that sometimes, with this goal in mind, an auditor finds he has to be very, very overt.